You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
I want to give you a sample of what he sounds like. This is, and you may have heard of him because he's the big critically acclaimed opera star. That's right, right in New York City at the Met. His name is Ryan Speedo Green. I'll give you a little sample of what he sounds like. That's right. His name is Ryan Speedo Green, a critically acclaimed opera star. He's got his life ahead of him now. 32 years old. He is what they call a baritone. And you would never know his past, would never know that this critically acclaimed opera star was headed for a really bad time. In fact, he was in juvenile detention. He was an inmate. He spent years enduring abuse and conflict before he found his calling. He always liked to go when he was in incarcerated. He liked to get out on as many trips as he could. I can't say as I blame him. And one of their visits was to the Metropolitan Opera. And he, ever since he went there, he said, that's what I want to do. I want to be in the Metropolitan Opera. I want to be one of those singers. Now, the thing that's interesting is some of the people who were his supervisors saw that talent in him, and they encouraged that. And they saw that basically it was a lot of his past, a lot of where he grew up and what he grew up in that created this behavior in him. And they said that that's his behavior is not really a reason to condemn him, but a lot of for a lot of people, I guess it would be. But it was an indication of how desperately he needed guidance and some indication that his life would become better. And so through those teachers and those juvenile detention supervisors, he got a way out. And he said, boy, I'll never forget it. It's incredible. He's now married, got a new child. And his life is ahead of him. Ryan Speedo Green. They did a special about him. I think it was one of those Sunday morning programs. But the Good News Network is where I saw that story about it. It's pretty cool. I'll post it on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page for you. It's confusing enough. One of the biggest problems that we have. I mean, it's not really a problem. And same thing happens to me. I tell somebody Unspoken's going to be in concert. Or anybody, really. And they're like, well, what songs do they sing? And then you tell them, and they go, oh, you know, somebody very near and dear to my heart. And it wasn't my wife, but somebody very near and dear. She's not up. What am I talking about? My mother-in-law. When cast back in the spring, when Casting Crowns was going to be in Poughkeepsie, and I said, Casting Crowns, she's like, well, what songs do they do? She said that. What? And so I was listening, you know, for the next 10 minutes. I just listened. And she go, oh, yeah. So that's one of the issues. So things must have really gotten out of hand at a Casting Crowns concert recently with none other than Mac Powell singing the lead for Mark Hall. Mark Hall is the lead singer for Casting Crowns. He's very distinguished. Of course, I think they both have like facial hair and, you know, and they're about the same age and things like that. They certainly seem different, I think. But something happened with Mark's voice, you know, and the doctor says, you better rest that voice. You better rest that voice. So he didn't know, they didn't know what to do. So he said, Mike Powell's like, sure, I'm not doing anything. I'll go sing for you. So that must have really been quite a thing, you know, to the audience. Wait a minute, what concert am I in here?
Connect with Joe Hunter on Facebook. Go to the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page because he really needs some friends.
The Sound of Life. Because God has blessed you to give that you have so that you can give. That's the whole idea. But anyway, they went on, and it's been 7 years, basically to the day, that the only thing in his room is his bed and a desk where he does his homework. And he made it clear to his parents, Jack and his wife, that, you know, we need a different definition. And there's a different definition of what we need and what we want. Jack said he's one of the first in our family to always channel his energy and extra money to make an impact when it comes to helping other people. And his the new conviction resulted in a new way of thinking and doing life. So, as we kick off this new year, Jack said he's grateful. He said that because they have started a mission in the Dominican Republic. And you are a big part of that, because last spring when Jack was here and for a couple of days asking you to help give the money to build a community center for the children who are at very high risk there of falling into the hands of the wrong people, very high risk, probably third in the world as countries do that. And the more I learn about the Dominican, the more I can see why that. And it's very, you would, if you knew about how the place is run, it's a very scary place. And so for these kids, it doesn't need to be. And they've given them incredible opportunities. Basically, you funded a community center. Right now, those kids that will be in that community center are walking miles up the road to be in another one that, of course, is overcrowded. So that's basically what they're doing, is rescuing these children in the Dominican Republic. I recently saw a photograph of some young ladies who were learning to sew. They can make their own clothes, or make clothes that they can sell, and they can earn a way. That's a way out of an alternative lifestyle, which is what is waiting for them if they don't. It's an incredible place. It's not, you know, I used to think, boy, that'd be a great place to go for a vacation, because they do have resorts there. Maybe you've been there. They have a very good exchange rate from the peso to the dollar, the Dominican peso. But man, I tell you, when you start learning about the corruption, I mean, it's at every level in that government. So my next question for Jack is, how in the world do you really have favor to be able to build and do things there? It's absolutely incredible. And he headed there yesterday with painting supplies. So maybe I'll be painting. I'm heading there a week from yesterday, Tuesday through Sunday. And my goal is to report back to you with some video and let you see exactly what it looks like. You're going to hear, hopefully, from as many people as you can about what is going on there and what your love offering is doing there in the Dominican Republic. So keep that in your prayer, and that'll be absolutely awesome time. And if you'd like, you can Google Dominican Republic, and you'll find out more than you want to know about that place. So, and you'll say, boy, God bless it. It's Crossover Cups mission, and what an opportunity it is to be able to do that. I said, yes, I definitely want to go if I got an opportunity to relate back to you, friends of the Sound of Life.
There are two types of people in the world, and they both love the Cup of Joe Morning Show.
If you're like me, you kind of like to know what people looked up. I would think, you know, I mean, there's a curiosity, right, of all the things. And, of course, Google, they got the statistics already for last year. It's January 2nd. I mean, out of a billion, trillion, bazillion searches done online, I do them all the time. I put in lyrics for songs so many times in Google on my computer right here that if I could type in just about anything and it would come up a lyric of a song. Sometimes it's not the person that I want to look up that is not Casting Crowns. But it's pretty amazing the things that get looked up. I can't remember the little child's name, but I think his name was Jeffrey. His father is holding them. He is being able to hear. He has an implant and a device on his ear that he can hear for the very first time. And if I don't move on, I'm going to lose it. It is absolutely incredible. People heard about it, word of mouth, and that's what people search for. Absolutely incredible listening to his mom talk about what, you know, calling his name and the look on his face when he realized where that was coming from. Good things in the world. Remember the soccer students that were trapped in the, yeah. Remember the little kid that ran around dressed up like Spider-Man and giving out food to the homeless? How to be a good citizen was Googled. How to be a good citizen. Good things to watch. Notice a word that's coming, good. That's one of those really cool things. Good things to watch. Like a brother holding his sister up so she could dunk the basketball. How to be a good singer was actually one of the top. That was one of the very top. Googled right there. How to be a good dancer. All right. I think it was maybe for after the touchdown or something. How to be a good kisser. Wow. People wanted to know. How to be a good listener. What makes a good role model? Wow. These are all the Google searches. These are the top Google searches from last year. Pretty cool. Good is the big word. What makes a good friend? What makes a good teacher?
This is statistics, right off the press. What makes a good boy? Good vibes. winning. If I wish one of the teams I was rooting for in this season would win. Basketball, football, I don't care. Good things in life. One of the top, I think I've covered like the top 10 Google searches for last year. And boy, there was some really good stuff out there. So be sure to pass on positive news to your friends. Good things are worth searching for.
Excellent!
The Sound of Life. Oh, yeah, the right song at the right time. The latest from Toby Mac. Everything. Do you see God in everything? It is Him who sustains everything. I think we have a tendency, in fact, I know we do, I'm speaking from myself, to think, well, God created it, you know, and we've got all these laws, physics is in place and all this. But actually, God is sustaining everything that's happening. All those seven motors in every blood cell in your body are working because God is sustaining that and keeping it working. Everything is going along because He's sustaining it. When you start seeing the world like that, you start seeing God in everything, very active in everything, and change your life. It's pretty incredible. Speaking of life-changing, as I put a lot, Chad Madsen of Unspoken right here at Cup of Joe Morning Show. He was talking with our manager, Connie, and they got a big concert coming up, which I'll tell you about, on the 20th and then the 25th of January. But as they're talking about special music in his life and music in general.
A lot of us can put, you know, regular songs, not just Christian songs, like in that vein there, too, that'll bring us back to a middle school dance or a time when, you know, something special happened in sports or friends or whatever. But so music is just an interesting, powerful gift that God has given human beings. And for me, I would say when my boy was probably 2 or 3 years old, I heard Lead Me on the radio. And I went back to my house one day and I looked it up on the internet. And I remember I'm not that emotional of a person, but I did cry in my kitchen there for some reason. The song moved me by Sanctus Real. And since then, I've become good friends with Matt Hammett, who wrote the song, and the other guys in the band too. But I went and I found him at an event, and I told him that song meant something to me. It moved my spirit, and I thanked him for it. And I realized the power of Christian music, you know, is just amazing. It's just really neat to be a part of it, and it's neat to be blessed by it, too.
Pretty cool. A little insight behind Chad Madsen. And I was just going to say, you know, you're not very emotional. Pretty cool. But you do a great job with Unspoken. Just Give Me Jesus is their latest song, and they are out on the Just Give Me Jesus tour. And coming up in Massachusetts, that's right, North Adams, Massachusetts, just over the border at First Baptist Church here, Sunday, January 20th. Starts at 7, and then that Friday, the 25th, back in the capital region at Rotterdam Open Arms Church. Thank you, churches, for doing this. It's pretty amazing. Thank you, Lighthouse Events, for putting this together. They both start at 7. You can find out about both of them, all the info that you need, and a way to get tickets. You're like, well, how do I get tickets? You just click on the banner on one of our mobile apps or the banner at soundoflife.org.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
And earlier we were talking about the top searches on Google. It came out pretty amazing. The amazing thing is that Google has tabulated all the searches. I mean, think about a trillion. What is it? I mean, maybe it's a number we don't even know. The searches on Google. I mean, I alone do about 1 million a day. So they've got it already tabulated for last year. January 2nd, 2019. They've got it already tabulated, which it's kind of blowing my mind. But the thing that's really amazing is all the top searches, at least according to Google, started with something that was good. People were looking for good. Might have been a good way to dance. Might have been a good way to sing. Something like that might have been good life choices. Coming up, Paul is kind of talking about that. Yes, he is a comedian, but he obviously needs some good, better life choices. I guess he was going to a nutrition.
It's like going to confession for food, pretty much, yeah? I don't need that kind of guilt in my life.
Okay, well, in a disclaimer, we will tell you how to get around those questions that the nutritionist asks.
and how sometimes something good happens when it comes to your food. It's pretty cool, actually. That is coming up in 7.5 minutes. You'll like him. He's Paul. I just met him over the weekend. He's a pretty cool guy. I came across this guy named Paul Morrissey. He's pretty funny, kind of deadpan humor, and he really speaks truth. You know, I like it. I like comedians, and a lot of times, comedians really, they're speaking truth, and you're kind of laughing, and you're like, oh, that's kind of me, isn't it? You know, kind of that guilty laugh. Like, when it comes to food, he's talking about, you know, and he says, I need a nutritionist, so I have to go to the nutritionist. I feel like I'm at confession. Well, you are kind of. At a confessional.
You basically tell someone what you ate.
That's what?
And they tell you how bad it was they ate it. It's like going to confession for food, pretty much, you know? And you always lie about what you eat, make it sound like healthier than it is. You don't sound like a fat slob to this person, you know? So she said, what did you have for lunch today, Paul? I said, I had a sandwich, no mayonnaise, no cheese. She said, that sounds healthy. What kind of bread did you use? Chocolate? What kind of sandwich is that? It's an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah! Very good. Now you know the
story. Oh, I talk a lot about food too much, man. I remember one time, because people are always sensitive, like gluten-free. Everyone wants to know exactly what's in their food, you know? And everyone gets really sensitive if something is on your food and you don't think it's supposed to be. Like, I had a guy when I was working at a club, he spilled cheese on my fries. He said, I'm sorry, I was making a hamburger, I spilled cheese on your fries. It's like, well, why are you apologizing? You're acting like it was poison. You spilled cheese on my fries. That's like spilling sunshine on a cloudy day.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
That's not a mistake.
No.
It's Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning.
Here at The Sound of Life, we play a ton of awesome faith-based music. But have you ever wondered about the story behind these songs? Well, here's a glimpse.
The song Living Hope started when I got this text from Brian Johnson, who's a worship leader at Bethel Church in Reading. And he sent me this little melody idea, said, hey, do you think there's something in this that we could write a song around? And as we started texting back and forth, this whole idea of living hope, about how God has rescued us from a place that we could never have rescued ourselves from. When our future was death, Jesus came in and brought us life and brought this idea of living hope into our souls, into our lives. And as we continued writing the songs, we were like, I feel like every new line was a victory. We wouldn't text for a week. And then a week later, it's like, hey, I think I have a thought for the second verse. And the second verse would start flowing and be like, man, this is amazing. You know, and then a week later, we'd start texting about the third verse. And there's this moment when I remember we're talking about how, man, we need to talk about the resurrection in the third verse. And so I think we wrote it like 5 or 6 times. And finally, we landed on this idea. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. I remember after we kind of finally landed on that, again, all through a text message, there was like a moment of silence. Then I saw like, the little three dots come up on your text when you know someone's writing. He's like, dude, you know, that's all. I think that's all he said. Like, dude, come on. You know, like, this is amazing. And I think we both love this song. And we hope anybody gets to hear it and sing along with it. Their hearts cling to it as well. I love singing the truth of living hope.
The right song at the right time. The Sound of Life.
Pam Stockhofer. I started searching on the radio in the car. And right at that particular point, the song, There Is Power in the Name of Jesus, was on. And it like grabbed me.
There is power.
Hair on my arm stood up, my body was tingling, and I listened to the words, and it just filled me so much at a point in time when I really needed it. And I just praise God for giving me the Sound of Life.
There is power.
This is not a an herbal tea morning. This is a coffee morning. This is a jumbo coffee morning. I need coffee and an IV.
The sound of life.
Only Jesus.
The sound of life. That is a big prayer to pray. I'll tell you that. If you pray what's in that song from Casting Crowns, only Jesus, Lord, let them see only Jesus. That is tough, and that's what's going to happen. There are many pastors who will tell you they got home from a Sunday morning service and went, nobody said anything. You know, that's because Jesus was glorified, not you. It's pretty interesting. So I got to brag on my man that I've been talking about for a while now, who cuts grass. This is amazing. Grass cutting. It's such a God thing. It is so obvious that it's just laughable. I mean, not laughable in a making fun way. It's laughable because it's such a God thing because so many people are helped. I'm trying to look up Rodney Smith Jr.'s tweet handle. If I could spell his name correctly, I'd be all right. But he got an award. He got on the local news there in Huntsville, Alabama, WAFF television station, because CNN named him one of the most inspiring people of last year, 2018. There were only five of those, I believe. Five inspiring people named, and they're calling him a Good Samaritan, and he's getting national attention as well as he should. Back in 2015, this is what makes it so crazy. Back in 2015, he's a college student, and he's leaving his neighborhood, and he knows there's an elderly man who's struggling to cut his grass. Now, you and I, well, I would have done the same thing. I would have been praying for him. Oh, Lord, help that man right now. Send someone to help that man right now as I drove right on to my appointment. But Rodney stopped and cut the man's grass. I don't know if he stopped thinking, I'm going to cut this guy's grass. He stopped because he needed help. He saw it. And he cut his grass, and he thought, wow. He said, that is a pivotal moment in my life when I saw that. And he said, that night I decided to mow lawns for free for elderly, single moms, disabled, and veterans. That's what I'm going to do. His first goal was to mow 40 lawns, and he was getting his degree in computer science at the time. He said, man, I got to 100 lawns, or I guess he got to 40 or 50 so fast. He said, my goal now has changed to 100 lawns. And in a month and a half later, he reached that number and went past it, and he decided to get kids involved. Age 7 to 17, you can sign up to mow 50 lawns. That is the goal. There's no time limit on it. And this organization is set up called Raising Men Lawn Care. There are 7 to 17-year-olds around New York State. There's a handful of them around New York State. Some in the listening area that have signed up to do that. His Twitter followers are over 73,000, and some pretty famous people that I follow on Twitter, of course, have recognized him. No. But he is just an amazing person that all started out of this very simple idea. And he said, you know, I went on and got his degree while he was doing this. And of course, I've told you about him traveling around. His latest adventure was traveling to all 50 states before Christmas and seeking out homeless people and giving them things that they needed or sometimes things that they wanted. He dressed up like Santa Claus, and he would, a thin Santa Claus, and he would say, sometimes he'd say, what is it that you would like to have? And he would do his best to try to do that for them. And he videoed it and stuff, and it was really pretty cool. Just starting out from mowing lawns. And I think, how many opportunities have I passed by because I said, oh, Lord, bring them somebody to help, you know, help them. And I went on and passed by. It's just so amazing. When he gets to a state, whether he's dressed as Santa Claus or whether he's just going to cut grass or whatever, he always does a selfie in front of the sign of that state, which is actually a pretty cool idea. It's pretty amazing. And he said, you know, he said, if God hadn't showed me this true purpose in life, basically I'd just be doing computer science somewhere, which is not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. But if I never would have come across the elderly man that day, I'd be doing some computer science. But here's the thing. It goes more than that, Rodney. You know, it's the fact that you gave in to that urge to go help someone. You gave into that. They're going to start a new thing in 2019, and that is paying people's bills. He's going to pick out a person a month and surprise them with whatever money they need they can raise. So a pretty cool thing. And Rodney's handle is I am Rodney Smith. That's his handle. It's at I am Rodney Smith. And you too can follow him and follow the exploits of a very simple man from Alabama who's doing the will of God, who a lot of people said, that guy right there needs to be, and he doesn't need it. He said, I'm so busy, I'm so focused on what I'm doing, I get the news, you know, way late. Okay. Not his favorite ice cream, but when does he feel closest to God? It's pretty cool. What is it?
I would say in hardships. Honestly, I realize that I don't want them, but when they come, they're the greatest blessing to me than anything else. And, you know, I don't think, you know, I know that some people talk about when they're out in nature and blah, blah, blah. It's just, I feel like, you know, God is everywhere always, you know. So I think it's just acknowledging that and walking in that. And but for me, obviously, kind of in hardships when I'm just really understand that I have no power, no control over X, Y, or Z, it always causes me to draw close to the Lord. And so I hope to take those things into good times as well, those same practices. But, you know, I mean, I'll feel the Lord at my kid's soccer game or driving down the street, or, you know, it's not just a church, you know, not just my church services, although I'll feel the Lord there too. You know, it's really neat how God is with us always. And, you know, that is something that brings me great peace when I'm out traveling on the road and my family is without me, and realizing that, you know, the Lord is with us. The Lord is with us and he loves us.
It is really neat how God is with us always. That was Chad Madsen from Unspoken, their latest song, Just Give Me Jesus. So they're out on the Just Give Me Jesus tour. And if you're looking for tickets, look for that banner. That's the thing. I'll tell you where they are. First of all, probably North Adams, Massachusetts. How about that? First Baptist Church. Go in North Adams, Massachusetts. Coming up Sunday, January the 20th. Starts at 7. And then that Friday, January the 25th in the Capital Region in Rotterdam at Open Arms Church. And that concert starts at 7 as well, too. You get tickets if you want to both concerts. It'd be pretty cool. They'd be delighted. Either one of those, you'll see the banner up, Unspoken, Just Give Me Jesus Tour, on one of our mobile apps, or even at our website, which is soundoflife.org.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You'll find him a real friend in need.
The Sound of Life.
We'll give you a little sample, as crude as it may be, from Naomi Scott. She's playing the keyboards. Surprise, I guess, that she would be a big, powerful singer like that and would play and be in worship, really, because her parents are worship leaders at the Bridge Church in the UK. Naomi Scott. What is pretty amazing is that now she is in Beverly Hills. She is best known for being the Pink Power Ranger in the 2017 movie about the Power Rangers. I wouldn't know about all that. I just did a little research on there and found out. Not that I would know. But she said God is the ultimate creative force. Growing up in the church fostered an inner spirituality that also introduced me the concept of music having a deeper meaning. She has quite a voice. And I know that's why she was selected for her latest role. She went on to say, there's always been a connection between my faith and realizing that music can have a soul and purpose, which has ultimately affected the way I approach the art. Listening to soulful voices, vocalists, like Mary Mary and Kim Burrell playing the piano and leading worship has directly shaping my artistry. So she's been all over the place. She will be, I'm sure, because she has been picked by Disney to be the role of Jasmine in the remake
of the Aladdin. That's what it's going to be. And she made a big splash out on Entertainment Magazine. And, you know, the new look, Will Smith is going to be the genie. And I guess the young man that's actually plays the part of Aladdin was born in the Middle East, in Egypt, I think. And, of course, it's kind of interesting that Jasmine would be from the U.K., but she fits right in. She will fit right in. And, of course, she has a lot of singing. People are generally very excited for her. You can follow her on Twitter, of course, Naomi Scott. She's got one of those little blue check marks. And she knows about the Christians being persecuted, even in Egypt. She was tweeting about that recently. So she's taking a Twitter stand for things, okay? People being displaced and picked on. And, of course, as a Christian, she knows about that. Maybe because she's from the U.K., she's more outspoken about that. I don't know. She's very young. I mean, she's 25, although I think she's pretty sure she's married. But it's amazing, isn't it? Worship leader, so you can sit there and watch that movie. I just hope it gets a really good rating from Plugged In.
Hey, that's a joke, son. Don't you get it? I made a funny, son, and you're not laughing.
I love it when the skies start to clear and you start to see the sunshine. I'll be seeing that Tuesday, but I'll be coming up above 10,000 feet out of Kennedy Airport. Headed south, and all because a man named Jack Eason took his family on a week missions trip 7 years ago, and his son said, I'm getting rid of everything I own. Those people in the Dominican don't have anything, then I shouldn't have anything. They thought about it overnight and said, well, you need a bed because you need a good night's sleep. But he said, basically, that's what he did, to empathize with those people that he saw. And ever since then, Jack and his family have been doing mission trips and planning in a very big way, helping children in the Dominican Republic. And boy, I tell you, they need help. The future is always your children, wherever you are. And you see all these children gathered. I've seen Operation Christmas Child recipients in Jamaica, seeing kids in a compassion center in Ethiopia. They are going to be in very short time. They are going to be making big decisions and running the country. Let's pray that they are godly people so that they will filter out the corruption that is there. Get rid of the immorality that is creeped in as a money maker. It is horrendous in this country. I've done some research since I found out that I was going. I just got invited to go down. And mainly what I'm going to do is report back on your project that you funded last spring. And that is the Children's Center in a community, if I can find it, called Lower Zion, a community on the north side of Dominican Republic. I know that because I'm flying into Puerto Plata. And that's a little airport that big airplanes from New York City fly into. And then I'm getting a ride to wherever we go. And then I'll be staying there for a few days. And so the plan is to shoot some video, ask some questions, find out what's going on, get you a couple of reports about what's going on there. I do know that the children there are at great risk of being trafficked. That means basically modern-day slavery. Times are pretty desperate there. They really are. And it has infiltrated many different levels in that country. It's very sad. Very, very sad. But, you know, people get into a situation where we've got to do something to survive. Then it gets tough. Then that's really where things get real, isn't it? I mean, when, you know, you're going along fine with God because you've got a place to stay and you've got some food and things to do and there's hope and things like that. But when there's no hope, there's nothing. And there is if we go there and help out. And that's what you're providing. That's exactly what you're doing. So to make a long story short, that's what I'm going to be doing next week on Tuesday, flying out and headed down to the Dominican Republic. I always kind of wanted to go there on vacation because I heard they have a really good exchange rate. The Dominican peso, you know, it's like 1,000 to 1 or some crazy thing, maybe more. I have no idea. But, for, you know, they say, bring ones and fives with you. you won't need your $20 bill. I was like, well, yeah, I'm liking that. The only thing is, and I did a little more research, and it's sad what's has happened there. I guess after the price of sugar fell and has stayed down and companies left and jobs left, maybe you know how that goes. It's not good. And this whole you know, seeking any way to make a buck has infiltrated, it just seems like, the entire country and a lot of places, especially on the north side there for some reason. But it's a beautiful place. It's hilly, mountainous, climate, of course, equatorial climate. Going to be suffering in hot and humid weather. It's kind of the thing. You know, like you were born in hot and humid weather. So it'll be neat. It'll be hard to come back because you fall in love with the kids. That's really the thing. But I'm glad Jack invited me to go. They're funding that part of it. The radio station is paying for the flight down. So there you go. I just haven't told them I'm gluten-free yet. So that'll
be
the
Cup of Joe Morning Show.
I don't know if you want to be on Lombardi time, famous coach of the Green Bay Packers. He said, man, if you show up on time, that just means nothing. If you really cared about your job, you'd show up 5 minutes early. That, supposedly, that's what he said. He was a very demanding person, and he was a demanding figure. But a lot of it is, of course, you know, it's legendary. He's a legend. Anyway, it's kind of a legend, and there's all the buzz about it. I think this is the way they do things, right? With a big movie, big production that's coming out, big family-friendly movie, at least that's the way it's being portrayed. We've seen it already back in the 90s when it was an animated feature with some of the most famous voices around, including Robin Williams, of course, as the genie. I'm talking about Aladdin, of course. Walt Disney has made a movie again. They've remade it in using people this time, real actors. And Will Smith plays the part of the genie. A lot of people said, wait a minute, the genie's supposed to be blue. And so, no wonder he's terrified, right? Robin Williams played it before him. He's got to do it. But there's like the genie in this movie has like a CGI part where he is blue, I guess, where maybe where he's coming out of the lamp or whatever. And then he turns into a person, which would be played by. So anyway, that'd be kind of interesting. They do anything with computers now. It's pretty amazing. But a lot of buzz around the character of Jasmine, who I think, at least according to the actress, she said she's more multidimensional. You know, in the movie, Jasmine's the princess. And, of course, all she wants to do, as all Disney princesses want to do, is get out of that castle and live a normal life and, you know, meet regular people and all that kind of stuff. And she does, but she said it's more than just, you know, getting out and doing what I want to do and getting meet a man and that kind of thing like that. Although I think that's part of it. But she said she's going to make mistakes and things like that. But the reason a lot of people are talking about it is because they were on the cover of Entertainment Weekly. And the 24-year-old young lady who was playing the part of Jasmine actually is Naomi Scott. She is a worship leader. The best recording I could get of her doing. She's playing the keyboards and singing. Isn't that amazing? Now, unlike the character who plays Aladdin, who was actually born in the Middle East, Naomi Scott was not. She's from the UK. Her parents are worship leaders at the Bridge Church. I think it's called Bridge Church in the UK. So naturally she grew up in the church and she has a lot of musical talent and things like that. She does fit the part as far as her looks go. If you've seen, I don't know. I saw the trailer. I didn't see much of anybody in the advertisement for it, but it's actually pretty cool. She has been no stranger to entertainment. Now, you know good and well, you're not going to be a star in a Disney movie without previous showbiz entertainment, you know. So she is actually the Pink Power Ranger, if you've known about the Power Rangers, which I did not, and had to do a little research on that. So, and she's a recording artist, as you can see, and a worship leader. She said, God is the ultimate creative force. Growing up in the church fostered an inner spirituality that also introduced me to the concept of music having a deeper meaning. There's always been a connection between my faith and realizing that music can have a soul and purpose, which has ultimately affected the way I approach the art. Listening to soulful vocalists like Mary Mary and Kim Burrell playing the piano and leading worship has directly shaped my artistry. She's been giving articles, of course, out to publications and things. She said, I love acting. I would want to say music is my first love.
shall we say, just growing up in gospel music and that, a spiritual connection to where my first love is and always is. And she has been pretty outspoken on Twitter, not in really a bad way, but about Christian persecution in the Middle East, of all things. She probably didn't realize that, you know, that's probably not connected at all. That's real. And she said, just because I'm in a movie playing a character who is in the Middle East, that's totally fictional. But that's very interesting. A little buzz on that, a little background on that. So I am leaving Tuesday, which is, let's see, today's 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, early in the morning out of Kennedy Airport, nonstop, to a place called the Dominican Republic, to Puerto Plata, which is on the north side of the Dominican Republic, which is, I don't know, they say 3 or 4 hours drive. It's a very mountainous countryside, which I didn't know. And yes, Haiti is on the east side there. If you think of Cuba, you can picture that south of Florida and stretching way out. Jamaica right below Cuba on the east side. And then you have the Dominican Republic, right? Cuba, Dominican Republic, or Haiti, Dominican Republic in the same landmass. And just east of that's Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is a lot smaller than, as a surprise. It's pretty good size. It takes like 3 or 4 hours just to drive across or around or whatever to get to the capital, Santo Domingo. Columbus, Christopher Columbus is one that landed, called it Hispaniola. They've had issues ever since. I guess the big one was the price of sugar going down some time ago, and they're a third world country. You get into the real villages, the people that are there, there's just not much to do. They're dependent on tourism, which mainly is resorts on that beautiful coast. And because of the poverty, many, many people on many different levels in the country have just turned to trying to make a buck any way they can. That's not really good. You know, as someone said, if you want tourists to come here and feel at home here, you're going to have to make them feel safe, make them, you know, respect them, things like that. Other islands do as well. But 7 years ago, Jack Eason went there with his family for some reason. I got to ask him, why, what caused you to go there? He went there probably with a church or something for a week. They got back that day. His 10-year-old sons came down and said, I'm giving up everything I own. Why? Because the kids in the Dominican don't have anything. I'm giving up everything. So they decided overnight that him and Jack and his wife talked about it, and they said, well, you can do that, but you need to keep your bed. Sleeping on the floor is not going to give you a good night's sleep. You didn't grow up that way, so you need that. So he did that, and he's done that ever since. Pretty amazing. And since then, right about that time, they decided to go down there. Jack Eason and Mike Williams, who was really a comedian, started Crossover Cups Mission. The Bible says, and if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. So that's where the name Crossover Cups came from, Crossover Cups Mission. And it's on a couple of different levels, but one of the real big needs there is that the children there in a certain age range are really targeted by people who are ne'er-do-wells, shall we say. And again, it goes back to that making a buck kind of deal. And so they're very vulnerable. So those children need to learn schooling. They need to learn about the God that created them. That's where Crossover Cups Missions comes in. School supplies. So they build community centers, and right now I think they have 4 community centers, and you funded one of those, which may be the 5th one. I think it is the 5th community center in the 5th neighborhood. That will serve probably a couple of hundred kids. It's a pretty awesome thing. The community center is a haven for them to come to be able to come to and get things that they need. Yes, food, as Mike Williams said, food, of course, is one of the primary things, but then more than that so much. And so that's what it's there for. I was offered an opportunity to go because they have a group going down. They have a group there now. Everybody in the office in South Carolina is there now, so you can't get in touch with them. Working very hard, discipling, playing basketball. I guess that's a discipling thing in a way. Doing all kinds of things, mainly with the kids in a very short time. Those children will be that big part of that country. They're the future of that country. Growing up in a God, you know, in a God-fearing manner is just so vital to that country. Because, see, it's a beautiful country. I mean, it really is. I don't know if you like leaving here in January. Normally, you know, it's just 10 below and freezing and you just want to get out of here and stuff. But we've been having pretty nice weather. But it's always tropical there. You know what that is. Okay. So I don't have to go into details about that. But more than that, though, they've had projects where they've gotten flip-flops for the kids. I was watching a video that a man did on the pitfalls of Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic. And in the background, you can see grown men with no shoes. Shorts and shirts that they've worn forever and no shoes. And I'm thinking, wow, that's third world country right there. But anyway, I digress. But your generosity has provided one of these community centers, which is in process or maybe even completed. That's what I want to do. Let's find out what's going on there. Report back to you during all of next week. And Brant and Sherry, that's the plan, will be in for me next week. So that's going to be pretty exciting. Flip-flop there a little bit. The Crossover Cup Mission. I'll post their website link. It's crossoverministriesinternational.com, but I'll post that on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page, and you can just check it all out. Very compelling photograph in the beginning, but you can see Jack and Mike Williams in action there in the Dominican Republic, and sometime next week, hopefully, you'll be getting at least pictures and hopefully some cool video, because we have the technology to be able to do that. So hopefully I got to come through for you and get some compelling stories for you, because you gave so generously back several months ago, back in the spring even. I just want to, I want to let you know that God is really working in that little part of the world, and I'm going to be a part of that. So I just keep it in prayer. Keep me in prayer and this missionary trip in prayer.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
Difference between life and death. That's an exaggeration. Okay, a little bit. It is.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
I'm learning. I am absolutely learning. It's been a long time. I've been on this earth, well, you know, I mean, relatively speaking, a long time. I know a thing or two, right? Not my first rodeo. And I'm just really now kind of realizing that God is in every little thing. He sustains it. You may be going, well, yeah, we learned that in Sunday school. I didn't. Not for some reason. I must have missed that week. Oh, boy. I've got to relate a thank you from Felix and Anna, our joyful gift to spread the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Please pray for our sons. All right. And they're away out in college and away and stuff. And they pray for the sound of life and all the people who make it happen. Lord, I pray for Felix and Anna's children as they are away. I've been there. You've been there. You know exactly humanly how we feel. Lord, I put them in your hands. I pray that the parents will be in a trusting mode. They will trust you and be confident that you have plans for their future, for their good, to prosper them. And thank you in Jesus' name. Hey, you know me, I'm very big on praying for people in the media, and because they influence our culture so much so. Hope you can see that. That's why I subscribe to Master Media International's Media Leader Prayer Calendar. I've gotten kind of famous at one time or another. I remember back when the TV show West Wing was on. I think it was the president's character was asking one of his aid, you know, or he said, oh, I made that media prayer calendar thing. He said, that bad, huh? Like, it has nothing to do with what you've done. It has nothing to do with your spiritual condition. It has everything to do with whether you're a media leader or not. There, it's in alphabetical order. So we're starting out with the A's. And today, the media leader is Ben Affleck, of all people. Very rare that a media leader would be somebody that you would recognize their name right away and their face because of his acting. But he is a producer and director, and that's the reason he is a media leader. The cultural influencer, which we always have one of those, is usually where the acting comes in, and this happens to be Jessica Alba. So praying for them today, I sure am, and I got an update from one of the leaders in Master Media International, and his name is Dan Ruppel. And he said, you know, and he picture this, a vast CBS soundstage going late into the night. 475 media professionals are gathered there. It is a Master Media Hollywood prayer event happening. It's filled with a symphony of prayer. It says incredible. It was the second year that they've done this. It's called Legacy, an Evening of Story and Prayer. And he said throughout the night, they heard stories of great things that God has done in and through the lives of Christians in all ranks of the media. You'd be amazed at who was there. So it was clear to recognize God as the author of a unifying and miraculous work in Hollywood. As our community prayed, the sense of God is readying to launch a powerful season of renewal was palpable. Afterwards, rather than the usual exchange of business cards and scripts, people stayed for up to 2 hours of personal prayer. I was very moved by that. Very impressive. He said 40 years ago, when he started, Dan started in Hollywood, in the initial years of just going out with his card and making an appointment to whoever he could and saying, here, I represent the Christian community. I'm on call. I will pray with you. I will answer your questions here. In his initial years, he said, you'd be hard pressed to fill a small apartment with professing believers. Today, there is a passionate community of over 10,000 professing Christians, sharing and reflecting the love of Christ with those who influence our culture the most. Now, you may be going, well, man, I sure don't see that. But it is amazing what has happened in movies. And the contrast between what's happening in movies and what has happened on TV shows is pretty stark. It's like night and day, if you will. His wife, Peggy, for years was the film internship director at a leading Christian university, and her job was to establish relationships with Hollywood's leading production companies and studios for the purpose of connecting her students to internships at the highest level in Hollywood. That would be kind of exciting, wouldn't it? Love that. I'm too old. After many successful placements, some of which led to full-time employment, the studios began calling her. And they would say, your school provides the best interns. They get here on time. They're humble. They're honest. They work hard, and I can trust them. Wow. Isn't that what you want to know? Similar observation happens every winter. They participate in the Wind Rider Forum Sundance Film Festival. They've been doing it for 15 years. They have 150 film students from over 15 universities throughout the nation. They come to engage in the power of redemptive storytelling while being a Christ-like presence in the world's most influential film festival. And time again, filmmakers give feedback to Sundance of their overall festival experience. They say, who knew that the most insightful, thoughtful questions would be asked by Christian film students? So making a difference, and God is working. And I thought I'd give you that little piece of news, of truth that's out there that just doesn't get out in some cases in the media. And I've got an opportunity to share it with you, and I wanted to do that. It's an incredible, I love the people that run this. It's called Master Media International. I'll post a link on Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page.
Excellent!
We were talking earlier this morning about, and mainly because Toby Mac's song, Everything, you realize that God is in everything, and I'm discovering that kind of for myself. The minutest little things, you know, every blood cell in your body has at least 7 motors in it. Did you know that? I mean, it's going to town. It's amazing. It's like a block in Manhattan. It's just, and every one of those, it's not put into motion by God and left alone. It is sustained by God. Every molecule that goes across that filament on that light in that room where you are, God counts them backwards in his spare time. 1,278,046 electrons. I mean, everything is like that. Anyway, so he can help you with your checkbook, you know. But so people, you know, certain things just suddenly you realize, whoa, that is amazing. I never thought of this before today. Somebody pointed it out to me. Dude, oranges come pre-sliced. You take the skin off, they're pre-sliced. How cool is that?
Shazam.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life, Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events and contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.